At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just
$20. All right.
This will be weird.
Okay. a development over the commercial break.
We do have a development. All right, so here's what's going on. Ozzy has passed away, if you're just joining the program. 76 years old. We found out this morning, if you've been listening to the radio station all day, we've been playing nothing but Ozzy. We've been trying to dig to find an interview. Then
we couldn't find it because we did it so long ago. It's no longer in our computerized archives, right? That's been the long and short of it.
But Adrian just sent us a link.
Who is Adrian, your son? It's just a listener to the show.
Now, as Ted will attest, we don't know exactly what is on this.
Nope.
There's a chance we might have to dump out, depending on if this is an edited version or not.
I've only got so much here that I can dump.
We're really not sure, but we're going to try to play as much as we can, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
I heard one that's already questionable, so I'm going to be honest.
If it's that bad, then we could dump out of it entirely.
But look, we got it. We got it. We got to play it.
We can at least post it on the website.
Sure. Well, let's see how far we get along before we need to go. Because even if we get 3 minutes out of this, and then we have to dump whatever we have, then, you know, we'll talk amongst ourselves and see if we can reset the
interview. Just also keep in mind, there's probably a language we might have used then that we would not use.
That's where I was going with that.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Okay.
That's ego. Listen, honest to God, this guy just hit us up during the break, said, look, guys, I heard you couldn't find this interview, so I did some digging and some magic. I hope you got it. Please confirm.
This was in the last 5 minutes.
Right. So it's not like we've had time to review this.
No.
But we're just like, well, let's
But we do have a dump button. If we have to, we're going to dump out. Okay?
Yeah.
Just understand if this interview comes to a stop, it's because Ted said something really bad.
That's right.
We don't know when this is from, but this is Ozzy in studio. So here you go.
I want you guys to be ready. This is going to be jarring. You ready for this?
Smiles and Thrill, the men's room, 99.9 KISW. Ozzy Osbourne in studio. Prince of Darkness arrives in Seattle on a bus.
Yeah, I mean, it's just good fun, you know, because, I mean, I don't drink or get messed up anymore in the bus.
Right.
Just watch TV for 90,000 hours.
Well, you're giving yourself a little bit of time in between shows on this tour.
I mean, I'm doing like 3 or 4 on the run. It's not good.
You've been out for what seems like 10 years now on the road. You know, Ozfest, going strong.
Ozfest's been going, I may be wrong, 13 or 14 years.
Which is insane.
I keep saying to my wife, I'm like, Danny, how long do you think it's going to go on for? And she looks at me like a pathetic little puppy dog and goes, darling, we'll know.
Yeah. But I guess it's got to be nice to be out with the new album. And now the focus is kind of like, I know you went through the thing with the Osbournes and everything else, but now it's kind of back to the music, and the music is successful.
It's like that. I never really took that thing out of the Osbournes on, you know. I mean, I just did what they asked me to do and accept the cameras. At first, it was a bit of fun, you know, but then after it became mega, it became like any other job, you know. I mean, They would wait for me. Every day I'd get up and I'll make a coffee, I'll make a protein drink. They're there every day with the camera waiting for you to drop something or scold.
Right, or do something stupid, and then they put that on.
So, I mean, the whole thing I think about the Osbournes is the fact that it was edited brilliantly. I've never watched more than 2 episodes because I just don't like to see myself on TV.
Are you selling that house or all the contents of the house? It is gone. Now,
Of a few houses that I've bought over the years.
Now, I know
you have an auction coming up, right?
Yeah. Now, most of your stuff, you guys are auctioning off, and it's all for Sharon's colon cancer program.
No, it's all for that. Some of it goes to the
LBF. Some of it goes to that, and some Cedars Sinai Medical Center as well. I'm looking at the list of stuff. Did you approve half this stuff getting sold
No.
out? Okay, you did not. I did. The only thing that I noticed that looks like, I can see you're not going to ride four-wheelers anymore, and I think we know why.
The red ones, the one I had the accident on.
And how many broken bones, collarbone?
Okay, come here.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what the hell is that?
I think it's the hinge off the door.
Ew, man. That's nuts. It's like your collarbone isn't connected anymore.
No, it's all messed up. I mean, I did a good job. 3 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did a lot
of damage. I've fell off buildings. I've fallen downstairs. I've done everything. But I've always said when I go, it'll be like, how's the other one that I died today? A bird crapped on his head.
It was payback.
It's a dove.
That's right. A dove ends it.
Now, there was one thing I got to say. Sharon goes to me. Well, a few years ago, she had a pool table, hand-carved and that for me. I hope you're not selling my pool table. She says, well, you don't play it anymore. I says, no, because you keep putting it in storage because you want more furniture in the house. I'm on the road a lot, but I'd like to keep my pool table for later on. She said, well, okay. I'll pick up the catalogue. Second page, pool table.
No, I see it. It's right here. It's a beautiful pool table. I can't believe it is right here, Steve. Man. Look at that.
That is a sweet pool table, man.
I said to Sharon, I said, why did you do that without telling me? She goes, well, I'm having a good day. Jack's just got on me for me selling some of his stuff. I said, Sharon, how would you like it if me and Jack sold your 80 pairs of your 2,000 pairs of shoes?
Sure. Well, this is the one. This was the only thing that's disturbing to me is you have a den at your home in California. Yeah. It's kind of like your man room, I guess. You've got a bunch of collectibles and stuff like that. But it really looks like your wife is getting rid of your man room.
That's exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It looks like she's.
I mean, she's cleaning out the house,
like,
man.
This is like all the stuff that you've collected, I guess, like antique guns and stuff like that. And I think that's all gone. Just to let you know, hopefully you won't get pissed off about that.
I think she's selling half your house.
Mouth's starting to fight.
I know, he's about to get pissed now.
Can we call her?
Wait, which house is that?
That's the house in Malibu.
Oh, yeah, Malibu, yeah, that's right. I never used to go down there. So
well, how many homes do you have? Jesus God.
About seven, I think.
Okay, jeez. Now, do you really have a home in Switzerland that's a suicide flat? Or not a suicide flat, but a what was the name of it? It's like a if you were to ever get sick, that you guys have a place in Switzerland or something like that, or was that? I read it earlier. It's just it's kind of like oh come on, Ozzy, I don't know. I was googling your name.
That's awesome. He looks it up. And I was just like, what the hell?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in Switzerland. Why not? I've got a place everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. The last quote that we have read before you started going out on tour was Sharon talking about your sex life. Were you aware that she was discussing this in the public?
No, because I do. What sex life?
Well, but do you remember the exact quote on it? It was something, the analogy of...
Apparently, you won't leave her alone. Basically, your wife said that you, my friend, are like the horniest son of a bitch in the world, and that like you won't stop poking her, prodding her, and you know, getting it on.
I wouldn't mind, but I mean, I'm on Zoloft, which makes your sex drive die. I go for a piss and bury my... It's great. I talk to my therapist, I go... This is ridiculous. I'm married for 25 years. I can't get it on anymore. He goes, well, I'm afraid. I said, you may be a single guy, but I ain't. Have you got like a... Well, I'm on the old antidepressants, but couldn't you put a little bit of an excitement pill in there with it? You know?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't drink. I don't smoke cigarettes.
What about like Viagra, man? I mean, yeah.
Viagra, happy ending, you know. That like eye twitcher.
That's the
and a big headache to go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you think you're on more drugs now that they prescribed them to you, or you're more drugs when you were doing your thing?
I was taking about 40 something pills every 4 hours,
like the medical pills.
Yeah, this is the only country I've ever been to. Well, you're watching a TV show and you go, try Vicodin. Well, you know, I advertise, like, I was depressed until this man come on. Yeah. Advertise drugs on the television, you know.
No free healthcare, man. That's how that works. Sell you everything. If you got any restless leg syndrome, you name it, I got a drug for it.
I've had that for years. I keep running off stage.
Now, you're going to be on this tour up until, I guess, what, Ozfest 2008?
I don't know.
I mean, do you find out last what's going
Everything
on in your life?
I thought, oh, I'm at Seattle now. I ain't got nothing to do. Tony goes, we go to a radio station. I said, I went on the wire. I did two radio stations. I mean, but, you know, it's good fun. Better than it could be. I mean, at least I've sort of remained sober. I don't know how I did it all in with the amount of dope and booze.
Well, this is the Black Rain. I mean, it's the first album you've written, not stoned. Right?
I didn't write it all on my own. I had to come to a decision whether I was if I couldn't do it sober, whether I would drink, whether to drink or just throw the towel in. And I didn't want it anymore. You know, I thought well, sober. If that's the case, then I'll. But so I spoke to somebody who's on the recovery program, and I says, you know what, you're surrounded by four or five other guys, ask for help. And Kevin Shirker was great, the producer guy.
There's a couple political songs on there about the political state of the world.
Yeah,
right,
you know, you listen to all the old Black Sabbath, the War Pigs, there was a lot of, I mean, it's not just a latest thing I've done. I mean, I've been singing lyrics about, the, you know. But I think for a long time.
Ironically enough, you had dinner with the president back in 2002. Yeah. You were invited to the White House.
Met the Queen.
That's right. And
so she said to me, she goes to me, "Ew." So this is what we call variety, is it?
The Queen said,
"That's
ew.
The Queen."
Yeah.
That's got to be nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your whole life, you know this person. She's you know.
Do you know what's weird about it? When you actually see. The Queen. In England, you see it on money, on stamps, on postal orders. Every day she's in the paper. But to sit in her, stand there in her presence, it's like weird, you know, because it's like you're so used to seeing her.
Sure.
But then it's like a picture walking around the room, you know.
I guess so.
I can't really say what it's like because I can't. I don't know what to say.
Do you ever think that people look at you the same way? I mean, people grew up with the man. We have people talking today because they grew up on Sabbath. And everyone mm-hmm. follows a solo career. And you're a guy whose face was everywhere when you were going crazy. We saw that all the time. It did the Osbournes all over the place. And now, if you walk down the street, man, people go crazy because you're Ozzy Osbourne.
But I'm glad. Sharon always says to me, you know, if the day they stop asking for autographs and photographs, it's the time you got to worry.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, the reason why I still do it is because I have a great time most of the time playing shows and seeing that audience. It's kind of like now I see like a whole family's come, you know.
How weird is that?
It's, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of like I started and I never used to, I couldn't see but further than the fourth row.
Sure.
So, and all the kids at the front, it's kind of like the fans haven't gone any older, but I have.
Right.
But I mean, I've always said that if they stopped wanting to see me, I wouldn't go drop down to a club and a bar and do gigs like that. I just call it a day, you know.
As far as our question today, we're talking about the first concert. Do you remember the first show that you ever saw in England? Did you go
the
to pubs?
The first show I saw?
Yeah, just as a child. Something that was kind of inspiring to you as far as...
I saw Jimi Hendrix perform at a place called Woburn Abbey in 1966 or 7. And when he got... I've said this to a lot of people. If nobody had heard of Jimi Hendrix, if it was to get discovered today, he would still blow the place to bits.
Really?
I mean, the guy had this magic aura with him. It was like, mind you, I just took a load of acid. So,
so everything got well, so did Jimmy, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's why I got you in 66.
We had this like, transcendental connection.
Was that it? Was that the only time you actually had a run-in with him or saw him?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he didn't run for too much longer.
Right. Yeah, that's... Is there, you said you were kind of awestruck by the Queen. Has there been anybody like that, Hendrix or Queen, or somebody who just sat there and it was just strange to be around them or to be in their presence?
Well, it's my thing that most people that I like throughout my life, we all go, oh, I bet he's like that, and she's like that, and whatever, you know. And so I like to, you've got a choice, either just, when you meet them, just... say something to them, and they say, you know, something like, get lost. And then,
right.
And you think, well, I spent 20 to 50 years ago thinking this guy was, I'd like to give people their space. I mean, I met Paul McCartney a bunch of times now, and he's such a nice guy.
Really?
Really nice guy.
How about the Beckhams when they moved to L.A.? Did they call you up for David Beckham? And
okay, here's what we're going to do. We need to take a commercial break. We've got a little bit more of this interview. We want you to hear it, okay?
So what did you think of what you've heard? Because keep in mind...
Well, I know that my voice has changed a lot in 17 years.
Jesus Christ, I was a kid. It took me a second to be like, is that Miles?
Honestly, God, there are a few questions you asked. I'm like, that's a Miles-style question, but... That can't be Miles.
Hey, kids, don't smoke.
Yeah, that's what happened. Ted, to your credit, you sound exactly the same. I hear you snickering in the background. I'm like, I actually checked to see if our mics were on now. I'm like, is Ted laughing? No. Ted has always laughed that
way. How much time we have left on this thing?
We got a little bit, about 10 minutes left
on that. Okay, so let's just take a break, come back, and more with Ozzy Osbourne right after these.